Parshas Yisroi. This parsha is a very special one. This is the parsha of Matan Torah. Yes, Kinderlach, this is the most important part of the whole history of the Yidden. The time when the Yidden got the Torah from Hashem. In fact, our Chachamim tell us that Hashem has waited 26 generations from since Hashem created the world until the time of Moshe Rabbeinu to give the Torah to the Yidden. It was for this purpose that Hashem created the whole world, in order that the Yidden should learn the Torah and do the mitzvahs. That's what makes this parsha so special. This is the parsha that we were waiting for all along. When Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, Hashem said the reason is in order that the Yidden should learn Torah and do mitzvahs. That's how we serve Hashem. And Hashem promised us that as long as we serve Him, we will be Hashem's servants. We will not have to serve anyone else. Just like the Yidden were then freed from being servants to Paroi, the same thing in all generations. By learning Torah and doing Hashem's mitzvahs, Hashem protects us and gives us all that we need. And as our Chachamim tell us, that if a person, Chas v'Shalom, is not well and is suffering on different parts of his body, we need many different medicines to cure the different parts of his body. There isn't just one cure, you need many. But Kinderlach, even though this is true about our body, but this is not so about our neshama. Even if a person has committed many different kinds of sins, there is one single medicine that will immediately heal all of these sins. And what is it? That's right, listening to Hashem's word. Learning the Torah and doing the mitzvahs. That will cure us from everything. And not only that, then we will be protected with our bodies too, that we shall be healthy and strong and be able to serve Hashem in peace and happiness. True, there are many things in the world that may want to disturb us, but a Yid realizes that Hashem has given us the Torah, and this is the best and the only thing that a Yid is supposed to do in this world. Then we realize this and we follow the ways of Hashem. In fact, Kinderlach, this is the reason why before the Torah tells us about Matan Torah itself, the Torah first tells us the story about Yisroi. Yisroi, who was first a guy and then became a Yid. Yes, Yisroi realized that all the other getchkes in the world are worthless. He realized that the only one to serve is Hashem himself. It was only after Yisroi realized this, and he announced it, and he let everybody know that he gives up all getchkes, and he only wants to serve Hashem, it was then that Hashem said, "Now I'm going to give the Torah to the Yidden." How did Yisroi become a Ger? How did he become a Yid? Well, this is what the Parsha begins. Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroi had heard about all the miracles that Hashem had done for the Yidden. Even though all the nations had heard the thunderous crash of the splitting Yamsuf, and they asked around, "What is the meaning of this loud noise?" And they heard that the Yidden went through the Yamsuf by a miracle from Hashem. And even though all the nations knew that the Yidden won the war over Amalek, but they did not get the message. That is, they did not realize that it's time for them to drop their ways of going after the Getchkes and to go in the way of Hashem. There was only one man who listened and understood the meaning of all of this. Who is it? That's right, Yisrael. He realized that it was the most important thing for his life to do is to serve Hashem. At first, Yisrael lived in Midian. As you remember, when Moshe Rabbeinu went there and he married Yisrael's daughter Tzipora, Yisrael was then living in Midian. That was a country which was friends with Amalek, and they were enemies of the Yidden. At first, Yisrael was ready to fight along with Amalek against the Yidden. But when he heard of the victory, how the Yidden won over the Amalekim, and he heard that Hashem commanded that the Yidden should wipe out all of the family of Amalek, Yisrael then immediately did teshuvah. He immediately took Moshe's wife Tzipora and her two sons, Gershom and Eliezer, who were still Midian. That's right, they were not part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They were not in Mitzrayim at all. They stayed in Yisrael's house all the time while Moshe went to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Yisrael took Tzipora and her two sons and rode into the desert to the camp of the Yidden. Yisrael decided that he wants to become a ger and become part of the Yidden in the Midbar, even if this means that he has to give up his house, his honor, his comfort, and all the worldly things. When Yisrael came close to the camp where the Yidden were, Yisrael wrote a letter and addressed it to Moshe. In the letter, he wrote, "Your father-in-law Yisrael has arrived. Please come out to meet me. But if you don't want to come out for my sake, then come out for the sake of your wife Tzipora. And if not for her, then for the sake of her two sons, Gershom and Eliezer." Yisrael then tied the letter to an arrow and shot it up into the clouds. Now, Kindalach, even though the Anane HaKavod, which always surrounded the Yidden, usually did not let any missiles, any arrows, enter through the clouds to the Yidden, but this arrow that had the letter from Yisrael to Moshe, the clouds did allow the arrow to enter to bring the letter to Moshe. Hashem commanded Moshe, "Go out to meet Yisrael, your father-in-law. I am the one to decide when it is the right time to accept a ger, and I tell you that Yisrael came here only l'shem shamayim. He really wants to become a yid. Therefore, befriend him and do not send him away." When Moshe heard this, Moshe, Aharon, and the 70 elders left the clouds, the Anane HaKavod, and went out to meet Yisrael. Now you can imagine, Kindalach, who could see these honorable men, Moshe, Aharon, and the 70 elders, go out, and the Yidden shouldn't follow them? Of course, all the Yidden began following them. The entire people joined Moshe, Aharon, and the elders. Yes, Yisrael, the first Ger Tzedek, the first true Ger, was given a royal welcome. Even the Shechina appeared to greet Yisrael. Moshe bowed and kissed his father-in-law. Moshe led Yisrael directly to the Beis HaMedrash. Over there, Moshe explained Yisrael, and he told him all about the stories that happened during Yetzias Mitzrayim, and what happened by the Yamsuf, how Hashem split the Yamsuf for the Yidden, and the miraculous war against Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu hoped that by telling all of this to his father-in-law Yisrael, Yisrael would want to become a Yid and follow the ways of the Torah. Moshe told Yisrael, "Do you know that Hashem gave us the heavenly bread, the man, which can taste like bread, meat, or fish. It includes all delicious flavors in the world. We also have the well of Miriam, the Be'er, whose liquid tastes like old wine or new. It tastes like milk or honey. It turns into any tasty drink that you like. We are now on our way to Eretz Yisrael, and we have been promised by Hashem the greatest rewards, the land of Yisrael, Olam Haba, the kings from David HaMelech's family, Mashiach Tzidkenu, Techias HaMesim, and the world is going to be like a new world then when Mashiach comes, and we're going to have Koyanim and Leviim and many, many great things. When Yisrei heard all of the things that Moshe told him about the great miracles that Hashem did for the Yidden, he immediately did the first thing that he was supposed to do to become a ger, that is, to make a bris milah on himself, and announced that he believes that Hashem is the only ruler of the whole creation. Yisrei then called out and said,
Baruch Hashem, praised be Hashem, who saved you from Egypt, a fearful nation, and from the hands of Paro, a wicked king, and who freed you from the Egyptian bondage. It is truly a miracle that a nation of 600,000 men were able to leave Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was famous for being so tightly sealed that not a single slave was ever able to escape. I studied every religion in the world and realized that they're all false, they're worth nothing. I reached the understanding that Hashem is the true God. Now I realize much better that Hashem is above all other powers. Since in the Makas Becharais, Hashem destroyed all the Egyptian Getchkes. Furthermore, we see Hashem's greatness from the fact that he punished the Mitzrayim the very same way they wanted to punish the Yidden. They wanted to destroy the Jewish babies by drowning them, and now Hashem drowned them instead.
Yes, Kindalach, Yisrael was very much impressed by the way Hashem pays back Mida Keneged Mida. This showed him that everything in the world is with Hashgacha Pratis, that everything in this world happens by Hashem. Now, Kindalach, when Yisrei, who used to be a priest, a galach of Getchkes, who tried out every Getchke in the world, and now Yisrei announced, Now I know that Hashem is greater than all other powers. By saying this, Yisrei made the greatest Kiddush Hashem possible. The nations of the world also heard about this and realized that their Getchkes is really worthless. Yes, Kindalach, the same Yisrei who for many years had brought karbanos to the Getchkes of the nations is now bringing karbanos to Hashem. Yisrei then sat down to take part of a meal with Aharon and the elders. What about Moshe? Moshe did not sit down to eat. He stood and served the food. A special miracle happened, Kindalach. All in the schus of Yisrei, a portion of man fell down from the Shemayim during their meal. This is to show clearly that Hashem accepted Yisrei as a Yid. He had become part of the Jewish people. Now Yisrei was watching what's going on amongst the Yidden. Staying in the camp of the Yidden, Yisrei realized, what are the Yidden busy with during the entire day? Nothing like all the other people in the world. The Yidden in the desert did not busy themselves with any type of work. No farming, no building, no business. Since the man that fell in the morning was enough food for the entire day. Also taking care of the house and cooking did not take any time because the man was ready to eat. No laundry, no washing clothes and cleaning them, because the Anane HaKavod, would clean and press their clothes for them. So, what did they do the entire day? That's right, they studied Torah and did the mitzvahs. That was all they were interested in, and learning more and more Torah. Crowds of people came around Moshe and Aaron and the 70 elders to listen to their teachings, and also to ask them questions about the dinim of the Torah. Yes, Kindalach, even though the Torah wasn't given yet, but there were some mitzvahs that were given to the Yidden, as we learned about before, when the Yidden were by Mara, where they had the bitter well turned into sweet water. Moshe then taught them certain mitzvahs. Now they're coming to Moshe and Aaron and the elders to ask more and more details of these mitzvahs. Now to Yisrael, it seemed very strange the way Moshe was sitting while all the people around him stood. He thought that Moshe is not giving the Yidden enough respect by making them stand in his honor. Yisrael said to Moshe, "Why do you sit like a king, while all the people who come to you to hear your judgment stand?" Moshe explained to his father-in-law Yisrael, "They come to me in order to study Torah, and therefore they stand, since it is proper for a student to stand before his Torah teacher. I explain to them all the mitzvahs of Hashem, the halachas, the midrashim." Yisrael explained to Moshe, "What you are doing is not good. Loi toiv." Yes, Kindalach, Yisrael didn't say the word "it is bad." Yisrael said "it is loi toiv." Yisrael was a refined man with good midos. That's why he did not want to use the word "bad." Instead, he said the word "not good." This is also a lesson for all of us, that whenever we speak, we should always use a clean and good language. Even when we have to say something which is not so good, instead of saying "it is bad," we say "it is not good," instead of saying the word "bad." If a person, chas v'shalom, did something wrong, we say he did something which was not right. When we talk about tzaddikim and rishayim, instead of saying rishayim, we can say tzaddikim and those who are not yet tzaddikim. Someone who is doing mitzvahs and someone who is not doing mitzvahs, instead of saying he doesn't do mitzvahs, you say he is not yet doing mitzvahs. Not to say that he does averis, not of course to say any lashon hara. We should always use a good and positive language. And that's why Yisrael, when he spoke to Moshe, and he wanted to tell him that something wasn't good, he said, "Loi toiv, it is not good." What was the not good thing that he saw? Yisrael said like this, "You have so much work upon yourself, Moshe, Aaron, and the 70 elders. It is too much for you. You have thousands and thousands of Jews coming to you. It is too much work. If you continue this way, you'll get very weak. Let me therefore give you advice to follow. If Hashem, of course, agrees, then you'll do it. And that is, you should continue to be the one between the people and Hashem, the one to tell the Yidden the mitzvahs from Hashem. Instruct the Yidden the words of the Torah, and teach him how to daven to Hashem, and how to do kindness, chesed. But when it comes to questions, and when it comes to teaching them all the details, don't take it upon yourself, and put upon Aaron and the 70 elders the entire responsibility for answering all these questions. Why don't you make judges over all the people? The judges will take care of all the simple, easy questions, and when there is a very serious question, then they'll come to you. But for all the simple questions, let them go to the judges." That's right, Kindalach. Yisrael wanted, he advised, that Moshe should appoint like monitors to help out the Yidden. If anyone has any questions, let them go to the judges, unless it's a very serious one, which will then be brought to Moshe himself. Now, Yisrael suggested that these judges must be free from any other type of work, so that they will be ready to help the Yidden at all times. Yisrael also advised that these judges must have 4 special midos in order to be a good judge. First of all, he should be an Ish Chayil. What does that mean? He must be a Talmud Chacham who knows the Torah very well. Also, he should be rich, in order that it shouldn't make a difference to him what kind of person is coming to him for judgment, whether a rich man or a poor person. Also, he should be a person who knows how to explain others to do what's right. The second thing is Yirei Elokim. That means he should have fear of Hashem, so then he will judge truthfully. The third thing is Ish Emes. He should be an honest man whose words people trust. The fourth thing is Soinei Betza. One who hates money, which is gained in a dishonest way. Then he'll be very careful never to accept any bribes. Yisrael told Moshe, you should choose judges only with these 4 midos, like I described you. Use the Ruach HaKodesh that rests upon you to know who is the right man to be a judge. Then Kindalach, Yisrael also advised that there should be judges on different groups of Yidden. Some of the judges should be on bigger groups, and other judges on smaller groups.
Appoint judges who will be in charge of 1,000 people. Appoint judges who can be in charge of 100 people. Judges who will be in charge of 50. And judges who will be in charge of 10.
So then, Kindalach, for 600,000 Yidden, there would be 600 judges that were in charge of 1,000 people. Now, to be in charge of 100 people, you need 6,000 judges. To be in charge of 50 people, you need 12,000 judges. And to be in charge of 10 people, you'll need 60,000 judges. That means altogether, Yisrael is advising that Moshe should appoint 78,000 judges. Some of them will be over 1,000 people, some over 100, some over 50, and some over 10.
Then Yisrael said, if you do it the way my plan is, then the halacha will surely be decided as it should be.
Moshe then listened to his father-in-law's good advice. Yes, Kindalach, even though Moshe himself was such a smart and such a great man, but since Yisrael gave good advice, Moshe listened. As Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, V'shomea le'etza chacham. One who accepts advice is wise. Now, Kindalach, if this was such good advice, why didn't Moshe think about it before? Well, the truth is, Moshe did receive a command from Hashem to appoint judges. But Hashem made it leave Moshe's mind in order that Yisrael should have the schus of having this parsha recorded in his name. Now, Kindalach, Yisrael's name first was really Yeser. But later the letter Vav was added to his name, making it Yisrael. Why did Hashem add the letter Vav? Well, this is a sign for 2 things. First of all, that he became a Yid. And second of all, that the Parsha, which talks about appointing judges, was added to the Torah in the name of Yisrael. Yes, Kindalach, we find in many places of the Torah that the Torah adds a letter to a person's name as a sign of him becoming great. And the same thing if someone did something wrong, a letter would be taken away from his name. For example, the letter He was added to the name Avram, making it Avraham. And the letter He was added to the name Sarai, making it Sarah. The same thing Moshe's student Hoshea was given an added letter Yud before his name, making it from Hoshea Yehoshua. This was all because of the great things that they have done. On the other hand, as we remember in Parshas Chayisara, there was a man who tried to steal from Avraham. Yes, you remember his name, Ephraim. And because he tried to steal from Avraham, therefore the letter Vav was taken away from his name. And it's missing the letter Vav, as we have already learned in Parshas Chayisara. And Yisrael Kinalach, because he became a Ger, and because he gave such good advice, a letter Vav was added to Yisrael's name. From Yeser, it became Yisrael. Really, Yisrael had seven names. Yes, seven different names. The first name was, of course, Yeser. That was the name he had when he was a guy. Then, that's right, Yisrael. That was the new name he got when he became a Ger, and because a parsha was added in the Torah in his name. A third name was Chayvav, which means love. He loved the Torah. His fourth name was Chever. Chever means someone who becomes like a chaver, a close friend, because he became very close to Hashem. The fifth name was Reuel, also from the word Rea, which means a close friend, showing that he became beloved by Hashem and a friend of all the Yidden. The sixth name was Putiel. Putiel means that he threw away all of the things of the Getchkes. And the seventh name was Kaini. Kaini means two things. First of all, like the word Kanoi, someone who was ready to do everything to make a Kiddush Hashem. And second of all, it's like the word Kana, someone who acquired and got the Torah. Yes, Kinalach, this is the meaning of all the seven names. Now, Kinalach, for almost a year, Yisrael lived in the camp with the Yidden, as long as they remained by Har Sinai. But when they prepared to travel to Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael didn't want to go along with them anymore. He said to Moshe, "Let me return to my country in order to spread the truth there and bring more and more people into the ways of Hashem." Moshe then dismissed his father-in-law with great honor and many gifts. Later on in Chumash Bamidbar and Parshas Baha'aloscha, the Torah will tell us many more things about the way Yisrael left to go back home. And now, Kindalach, we come to the part of the Torah which begins telling us about Matan Torah. The Torah begins with telling us how the Yidden came to Har Sinai, the very special mountain where Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden. It was on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the very special month of Matan Torah. It was about 6 weeks since the Yidden had left Mitzrayim to come to get the Torah. The Yidden then arrived in the desert of Chayrev. Yes, that was the name of this desert. This desert also had five more names that the Torah gives it. It was called Sinai, Tzin, Kadesh, Kedemos, and Paran, all of which show us the greatness of Matan Torah. The first name, Sinai, is from the word Sneh. As you remember, Kindalach, in Parsha Shemois, when Moshe came with his sheep to Har Sinai, he saw over there the thorn bush that was burning, through which Hashem spoke to Moshe. The word for thorn bush is Sneh. And now, the word Sneh became Sinai. The letter Yud was added. The letter Yud, which adds up to 10, stands for the 10 commandments which were to be given there. So from Sneh, it became Sinai. Also, the word Sinai also means from the word Sinah, hatred. because it was then when Hashem has chosen the Yidden to be his chosen people, all the Goyim in the world got a hatred towards the Yidden. And also, the Yidden got a hatred towards all Goyisha things which are not for Torah and Mitzvahs. The second name was Tzin. Why the word Tzin? Tzin is like the word Nitztavu. They were commanded. Because this is the place where the Yidden received the commandments from Hashem. The third name, Kadesh, is like the word Kadosh. That's right, which means Halik, holy, because the Yidden then became holy through receiving the Torah. The fourth name was Kedemais. Kedemais is like the word Kedem, which means that the Torah was existing even before the world was created. Hashem gave the Yidden the Torah, which was Kedem, was there many, many years before. Paran is the fifth name. Paran is like the word paru, which means to increase and to become plenty, because it was since Matan Torah that Hashem benched the Yidden with many, many more children. Yes, Kindalach, those are the meanings of the different names that were given to this Midbar where Hashem is giving the Torah to the Yidden. Now, Kindalach, the reason why the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim was to receive the Torah. So why didn't Hashem give the Yidden the Torah immediately as they left Mitzrayim? If we look into the Torah, we see that Hashem waited 7 weeks before he gave the Torah to the Yidden. What was the purpose of these 7 weeks? Well, Kindalach, our Chachamim give us a mashal, a parable. And by this little story, we can understand why Hashem gave them 7 weeks before he gave them the Torah. The mashal goes like this. It was in the middle of the school year. A young boy became sick, and he was so sick that he had to stay in bed for many weeks. When he was finally allowed to get out of bed, he felt very worn and looked pale. The next day, the telephone rang in the boy's house. It was the principal of the yeshiva who said to the father,
"I heard that your son is out of bed already. So, isn't it time for him to come back to school?"
The father answered, "Yes, Baruch Hashem, he's out of bed, but he's not ready for school. He has to stay home for a little while yet, until he gets back to himself, until he gets all of his strength back. After staying home a little longer, and getting good special meals, and taking care of himself, he will be ready to go back to yeshiva." The same thing in the Lach. Hashem saw that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were not ready to receive the Torah yet. Hashem said, "They still are suffering from the pain that they have from all the slave work they did in Mitzrayim. Let them stay in the desert for a while and eat the delicious man and eat the quails, the slav, and drink the water of the well. And when they will feel better, then I will give them the Torah." And you know, Kindalach, this was not only for their body, but also for their neshama. They were given 7 weeks in which to prepare themselves, that their neshama, who was in Mitzrayim for such a long time, with all the tumah, the getchkes, and all the goyishkeit that was over there. So Hashem gave them now 7 weeks to start preparing themselves to get higher and higher in Kedusha, in Halakite, to become holier and holier until they will be ready to receive the Torah. Now, our Chachamim also tell us of another mashal, a parable, that will make us understand why Hashem first gave them the delicious man and all other special good things before Hashem gave them the Torah. The mashal goes like this. A prince who was looking for a wife heard about a girl from a very special family who was able to become a queen. Now, in order to make her agree that she should want to get married to him, he decided that before he meets her, he's going to send her a lot of gifts. Only afterwards will he ask her parents' permission to marry her. When he heard that she was going out to the bakery, the prince ordered that a big cream-filled cake to be given to her in his name. When she visited the store, he asked that they should give her a very special suit paid for by the prince. In the restaurant, she received stuffed goose from him. In the liquor store, good wine. In the candy store, a box of chocolate. Later, when the prince asked her if she wants to get married to him, she said, sure. The same thing, Kindalach, before Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden. Hashem made himself known to them by showing his great kindness. Hashem led the Yidden through the Yam Suf on dry land. Hashem saved them from Amalek. Hashem gave them the man, which was so delicious and had all the flavors in the world. Hashem gave them the Be'er, the well, whose liquid tasted like the best drinks. Hashem gave them the quails, the slav. And it was only after all of this that Hashem asked them if they wished to accept the Torah. And of course, all the Yidden called out and said, Na'asev in Nishma. Of course we do want the Torah. Now, Kindalach, if we take a look in the Chumash, it tells us that when the Yidden came to Har Sinai, and they rested in front of the mountain, it says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael. And the Yidden rested there. Now in Hebrew, when it talks about resting of all the Yidden together, it always says, Vayachanu, and they rested. In this pasuk it says, Vayichan, and he rested. Who is he, Kindalach? Wasn't it all the Yidden together? So Rashi tells us that all the Yidden together were like one person with one heart. They were all together with Achdus. The travelings that they had before, Kindalach, there were some arguments, some fights between one Yid and another. But when they came to Har Sinai, they became all like one person. They were all together, Vayichan, like one man with one heart. Ke'ish echad, belev echad. And when Hashem saw this, Hashem said, the Torah of peace, of shalom, may now be given to them, since they have learned to live in peace with each other. And Kindalach, it was on the second day of the week, on Monday, when they reached the place of the mountain of Sinai. Hashem did not yet speak to the Yidden because they were still weak from their traveling. They rested on the Mizrach side, on the east side of the mountain. On the third day of that week, Hashem called Moshe to the top of the mountain and gave him the instructions as how to prepare the Yidden to receive the Torah from Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe, speak to the women even before the men. Speak to them gently and give them general outlines and ideas of what the Torah teaches. The men, on the other hand, must be taught in a very stern manner and must know very well all the details of the halachos. Why did Hashem command that the instructions about Matan Torah to be given first to the women and only afterwards to the men? Well, our Chachamim Kindalach tell us a few reasons for this. First of all, when do women become bas mitzvah? At the age of 12. That's before the men, which become at the age of 13 bar mitzvah. So since the women become bas mitzvah earlier, that's why about Matan Torah they were also told about it earlier, before the men. Another reason is, in order that they should put more kaiches and more strength into educating and being mechanech their children in the ways of Torah. A third reason is, Hashem said, when I gave the first mitzvah to Adam and not to Chava, she later sinned and ate from the eighth hadas. Now the women shall be commanded first, so that they should know that they are responsible for the mitzvahs just like the men. The fourth reason, Kindalach, was because the women deserved it. They were the great tzidkaniyos, the righteous women, in whose schus all the Yidden were freed from Mitzrayim. And the same thing our Chachamim tell us will be with going out of this galus, that the Yidden will all be freed from this galus in the schus of the good and righteous women of this generation. Amen. Yes, Kindalach, Hashem told Moshe to speak to the women first, and then to the men. Now, Kindalach, what was the special instructions that Hashem told Moshe to tell the Yidden in preparing themselves for Matan Torah? Well, this is what Hashem said. You yourself saw how I punished the Mitzrayim because they made you work as their slaves. You didn't hear about the Ten Makis and about Yitzias Mitzrayim from other people. You saw it yourself. You didn't read it in a book. You yourself experienced how I helped you to take you out of Mitzrayim. Even though the Mitzrayim deserved to be put to death for all the bad things they did even before you came to Mitzrayim, I did not punish them for their sins until they went against you. You saw how I carried you out of Mitzrayim, took you from Ramses in a very short time, once the time of Geula had arrived. When the Mitzrayim later chased you, I protected you from their arrows with the Anani HaKavod. I protected you just like the way an eagle protects its babies. Every other bird carries its babies when it flies between its feet, because they're afraid of an attack of a bigger bird. But the eagle is not afraid of another bird because it flies way up in the sky higher than all the other birds. It is only afraid of the arrows of a man below. So that's why the eagle carries its babies on its back. The eagle would rather have the arrows be shot into himself rather than hurting its babies.